Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. And he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy getting his picks. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. And he was 4-4 on this show last week. Now, admittedly, I give him all the local college games, and they're not necessarily games that he might pick on his own. But if you give someone eight games, they go 4-4. It's not bad. Yep. But I'm gonna give you a bunch of games again here, Lee. Are you ready?
I am. We went 2-1 on the big three.
On the real three.
And I expected Alex should have played the Texas State fight song coming in.
That's right. That Solana. His Texas State team beat your FIU Panthers, and we had Texas State plus +2.
It was in overtime. It doesn't really count. But, Lee, I do owe you a Heat game. I do.
Oh, that's right. You guys had a wager on it.
I will pay up.
Yeah, we had dinner. So if he would have played the fight song, I probably would have gone for some chicken fingers and French fries and a Diet Coke. I have a feeling I'm going to order steak.
Right. All bets are off now.
It includes dessert, too. So I think I'm going to go all out on him.
Very good. All right, let's get to it. The two big games concerning us, obviously. Miami Hurricanes right now are 6-point favorites over Michigan State tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium.
Unless this is a trap play, I think Michigan State's the right side. They ran for 326 yards on Northwestern's defense, which is usually pretty stingy against the run. Kenneth Walker III. Transfer from Wake Forest. They hit the transfer portal hard. They got five transfer starters. And I just think that they're more physical than Miami. And unless Miami coaches these kids up, unless they hit on some big plays, I think Miami's in trouble. Michigan State plays a ton of 4-3 cover 2. Will Mallory needs to figure in this game plan and catch 5, 6, 7 balls or else they're in trouble.
Hey, we need Will Mallory to catch balls for the Canes. We need Mike Gesicki to catch balls for the Dolphins. How about the Dolphins game? Dolphins are 3.5-point underdogs at home Sunday against Buffalo.
To win the wager, I think Miami would have been better off if Buffalo would have won the opening week. They're going to come in angry. Josh Allen, he's dominated Miami. And I'm still not sold on our offensive line. So I'm going with Buffalo here, -3.5.
All right. It's got to pain you to take Buffalo and Michigan State against our two teams. But this is all about money. That's all we're worried about. Tonight, UCF, the reigning former national champions, UCF, 6.5-point favorites at Louisville.
I think UCF's offense is just as prolific or more than Ole Miss's, which laid a big number on Louisville, 1 by 19. It should have been by 39. Gus Malzahn, he is not slowed down the pace of the offense at all, and that's a problem. When you're trying to cover or at least keep it close, I think UCF wins this game by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
All right. How about Saturday? The big one Saturday is Crowder's Florida Gators. They are hosting Alabama. Alabama is a 14.5-point favorite.
So most people look and see Dan Mullen's 0-10 against Nick Saban. Hasn't tasted victory since he was an assistant under Urban Meyer with Tim Tebow at quarterback in the 2008 SEC title game. But he has covered 5 of the last 8. If Anthony Richardson plays at least half this game, they got a fighter's chance. The kid's a gazelle. Todd Grantham, I think, might be able to dial up some different looks and a variety of blitzes here. I don't think Bryce Young's been tested here. That was maybe one of the greatest Bama teams of all time. They were a two-touchdown favorite last year in the SEC title game and only won by six to the wire. Bama escapes 35-31.
Wow.
Hey, I got to ask you about that game, Lee. If Anthony Richardson was the starter, if Dan Mullen comes out and says Anthony Richardson healthy and starting, would the line be different?
I think it'd be probably about 12.5-13.
Yeah. I think everyone around the country has watched Anthony Richardson and said, this guy's special.
I love Emory Jones. Anthony's better than Emory Jones.
Yeah. No, Emory Jones isn't the guy. Trust me.
Yeah. Florida State.
How about this? 25 yards per carry for Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Every time he's under center, he's doing something magical.
He scores.
Yeah.
And also, Alabama has not played in the swamp in 10 years.
Florida State. They are getting 4.5 at Wake Forest. Florida State had the upset loss last Saturday.
And Wake Forest has a really good offense, 46 points per game the last five games, but their defense scares me. So they can't stop anyone. Last team with the ball wins here. I'm going Florida State. Let's take the points, 38-35 Seminoles.
All right, good for the ACC. FIU. Solana's FIU Panthers coming off a tough home loss to Texas State in overtime. FIU is plus 20 at Texas Tech.
I can't play this game. I can't watch
No, I understand.
Again.
I totally understand.
Pass. Hard pass.
Solana, does that hurt you? Does that hurt you at all? He can't even bear to watch it.
I mean, you're disrespecting Max Bortenschlager, who almost took it to you, Lee. But...
almost took it to Texas State. It's quite the braggadocious comment. And then, I don't know if anybody knows anything about this, but FAU up in Boca, they are hosting Fordham. FAU is a 33-point favorite.
Fordham is really bad. They have both of their specialists, their kicker and punter, on the media guide. FAU, blowout city, 58-7.
That's always a dead giveaway, right? We've seen so much out of our punter, we want to feature him. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He's on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You have any other games that you want to give us before we get out of here?
Three quick ones.
Okay.
So we're going with Auburn plus the 5.5-6 points at Penn State. Whiteout games, only 6-6 against the spread. Auburn has a healthy running back in Tank Bigsby. They win outright there. NFL, we're going to go with Indianapolis, plus the points against the Rams. Just think they got caught against Seattle on a couple long plays. I like the way Carson Wentz looked in this game. They have a top five defense in takeaways, run defense, and red zone defense last year. I think they're going to win that game outright, and I have a back-the-truck-up UFC selection for Saturday night. We're going to go to the main event Saturday night. Anthony Lionheart Smith takes on Ryan Superman Spann. Anthony Smith is a 165 favorite. He's going to be making the walk for the 17th time. He's faced some of the very best in the division, guys like John Jones, Glover Teixeira, Thiago Santos. While both fighters have looked really good in their last outing, huge jump in competition here for Spann. And this is the first time facing the prospect of five rounds. Spann, he has a puncher's chance here, but this Superman is not more powerful here than a locomotive. And Smith has an excellent chin and a superb cardio. Lionheart will be Superman's kryptonite, and after surviving an early onslaught, he's going to finish Spann here via ground and pound or submission as they enter the championship rounds. No, the finish won't be faster than a speeding bullet, but never underestimate the heart of a lion. Back up the truck, Anthony Lionheart Smith minus the 165. Easy winner.
Where did our back up the truck sound go, Solana? We used to have sound effects for a back the Brinks truck up pick from Lee Sterling. You're snoozing back there.
He's
still smarting over the Texas State loss.
There we go.
I mean, if we're nothing, I mean, we pay for these sound effects. We use them. Lee Sterling.
He's just upset I cleaned
up. He really is. He's lashing out at you. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He gave us a lot of picks here. Michigan State plus the points tomorrow against UM. Buffalo laying the points Sunday against the Dolphins. He likes UCF laying the points tonight at Louisville. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators getting the points on Saturday. He likes FSU getting the points on Saturday. He likes FAU laying the points Saturday. Stay away from the FIU Texas Tech game. And then he likes Auburn getting the points on Saturday. He likes the Colts getting the points against the Rams Sunday. And his back the Brinks truck up pick, UFC Saturday night, Anthony Smith -165. There's a lot of picks for free, just because Lee loves you, everybody. So there you go. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.